It's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 5.67, down 3.75 on the open. September, 5.76, down 4.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.86, down 6.25 on the open. September, 6.01, down 4. December, 6.10, down 2.5. March, 6.14, down 3 on the open. July corn opened at 3.63.5, down 4 on the open. September, 3.71, down 5.75. December, 3.74, down 7.5. March, 3.85.5, down 7. May, 3.96.5, down 3. July, 4.02, down 4.5. December, 2008, 3.97, down 4 on the open. July soybeans open at 7.96, down 1 on the open. August 8.04, down a half. September 8.12.5, down 2. November 8.29, down 1.75. January 8.41, down 1.5. March 8.48, down a quarter. May 8.50.5, unchanged. July 8.59.5, down a half on the open. July soybean meal open at 2.18, up 60 on the open. August 2.20.30, up 80. July soybean oil open at 34.68, down 5 on the open. August 34.93, down 7. At the Merck August feeders, open at 107.60, down 80 on the open. September 108.20, down 47.5. October 108.42.5, down 37.5. November 108.30, down 12.5 on the open. June live cattle open at 87.20, down 60 on the open. August 89.20, down 45. October 92.95, down 42.5. December 94.60, down 32.5 on the open. July lean hogs opened at 73.80, down 22.5 on the open. August 72.37.5 unchanged. October 65.50 unchanged. December 62.90 down 15 on the open. And July bellies opened at 91.60, down 110 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now with a look at the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, a much more muted start to this week than the explosive downturn of last week. You expect trade to remain muted into the acreage report?
Well, I imagine we'll probably see some stabilization after the big downdraw there. Relative strength indicators are showing oversold conditions right at the moment here. So with the moisture materializing, that being built into the marketplace, and maybe the threat of some drier weather, warmer weather as we get into next week could be a stimulant to stabilize the marketplace. But no, you're correct here. We're going to see the next big event for, say, market-wise will be the acreage report and the stocks report. Most of the trades looking for maybe a little higher numbers, but the same theme that we've been looking at is that you can move the acreage up or down a million or two acres, and yes, it is a conversational piece, but what moves the bottom line more than anything is your yield, the production side of it, and that's probably going to be the most important event here over the next few weeks, even though we do get a fresh look at what the USDA sees for acreage.
And, of course, some corn already going to be entering pollination later, maybe this week into the weekend. What is the working number of the trade now for yield?
Well, that's a tough one because everyone's got their opinion, and it's a little bit different. You know, as far as corn, you probably got to go with the last estimate of 150 bushels. What we probably need to see more than anything is a couple more of these conditions reports and see what they're looking at as far as what the good to excellent category shows. Then you can sort of correlate that to putting a yield on it. But right now, I believe you probably got to go with 150 bushels.
And this afternoon, of course, we'll get the latest one of those. I believe the trade is believing the numbers will be better. And, of course, in many cases, that won't factor in the weekend's rain.
Yeah, you know, there was some rains prior to the weekend there. The widespread rains did occur over the weekend. And, of course, you know, as my partner here, Pete Manhart, says, it's a beauty contest of what the traders are looking at, you know, from the eyeball point of view. So we'll see how beautiful the corn crop is this afternoon.
At what point do these reports, in your estimation, turn from a beauty contest to something more substantial that you really can hang your hat on?
Well, it's more of a factor of buying time until we get probably into late July here when we actually go out and able to count kernels and get an idea of actual counts, per se. So this thing's going to stay lively until that mid-July time window.
All right, let's turn your attention then to the soybean market. Overnight, we bounced off the March highs around 8:30, and we're holding good growth in the marketplace at the moment. The July at 8:02, up 5. Your November sitting at 8:36.5, up 5.75. The one thing I look at it from a technical point, and Kurt, you can help me out with this, are we seeing that 50 and 100-day moving average creep ever closer to the bottom end of the trading range, and what does that might imply?
Yeah, they'll look at the longer-term moving averages. The technical crowd, you know, will be watching that real close. When you look at the commodity fund side of the equation, they're leaning technically heavy, and they'll use those as benchmarks of whether it be long or short to marketplace. The other thing to probably look at is just simple retracement, the Fibonacci numbers. And if you take the lows last fall and this last high in here and sort of do some retracements in through here, you'll find that 50% back down is right at 822. You know, so as we get in this mid 825 area or so, you'll probably find support. If that would give away, the DEX benchmark to watch for is 805 and psychological support at this $8 level. So right now we ought to see some type of recovery off today's and last night's lows.
We did see over the weekend that more than 3,000 $8 puts in the money were abandoned. That's sort of interesting.
Well, you know, each trader advisory service has different types of strategies. But when you look at the volatility involved, you know, some of these positions are covered positions, and so there's a lot of strategy involved in the futures and options both. And if you're one that's got a hedge on or a trade on, you might want to consider, you know, some covered positions to give you some staying power and use some of these options as a tool.
And I guess this evening we will be down where are we headed?
Gilman, I believe.
I believe we're in Gilman, and what do you expect that the folks there will be talking about?
Well, the biggest question is, with the rain around, I imagine the main question will be, is the highs in?
Do you have a yes or no to that?
Yeah, no.
Any piece of advice then for traders before I let you go?
Just the same theme that you know, we've been mentioning all along and through here. Our fear did come true. We looked at high volatility. We started promoting that clear back last fall, and realization has set in. And the key is to have some type of plan in through here. And you know, I've said it 1,000 times, probably say 1,000 more times, that there's two different types of market. As a producer in here, you got to you know, use these prices to your advantage and lock some stuff in and have some type of marketing plan. As a trader, you've got to go with the trend, and that changes very, very fast. So it's two types of marketplaces, and it's kind of hard to wear two hats at once.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Have a great day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Tonight, 7 o'clock at the Farm Bureau Building in Gilman, another one of our AM 580 agricultural marketing panels. On the panel is Kurt Kimmel, as well as Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing and Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. Again, 7 o'clock, the meeting there at the Farm Bureau Building on Crescent Street. We hope to see you there. No advance reservation required, and there is no cost for the meeting as well. Let's look at some current trading as it happens right now at the Board of Trade and in Kansas City. July wheat in Kansas City now trading 571 up a quarter. September 580 down a half, now 579 and a half down one. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 590 and a half down one and three quarters. December 613 and a half up one. July corn, 364 and a quarter down three and a quarter. September 374 and a half down two and a quarter. December 380 down one and a half. July beans, 803 and a half up six and a half. August 811 up six and a half. November 837 and a half up six and three quarters. July soybean meal, 218.60 up 120. July soybean oil, 3504 up 31. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.